This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. In the past 50 years, the average temperature in Ukiavik rose more than 7 degrees Fahrenheit. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig takes us into an 8th grade classroom there, where students learn about the global changes, as well as those in their own backyard.
Third period is about to start at Eben Hobson Middle School, and science teacher Kevin Nyhard stands at the door to his classroom and ushers in the last stragglers from the hallway.
Look at that hustle. I like it. The rest of you, you're late.
Nyhard has a lot to get through in this class period. The section he's teaching right now sometimes gets a bit squeezed since it's at the end of the year. But for the past 6 years he's been teaching here, he always gets to it eventually.
All right, this one, what's going on with this graph?
Global temperature is CO2.
This is the part of 8th grade science where students in Utqiagvik learn about climate change. In today's class, Nyhard is showing students data reflecting how carbon dioxide levels and temperatures are rising, and how that corresponds with a decline in Arctic sea ice. Climate change is personal to the students here, where many people use the land and ocean to access subsistence resources. And even residents as young as these 13 and 14-year-olds have seen a change in the coastline due to erosion. Nyhard's approach to this subject, it gets personal too. He usually starts this unit by handing out a homework assignment, where students have to ask an adult outside of school a series of questions about climate change, like...
Have you seen anything in your life that you would say is a result of climate change? You know, examples, what have they seen change, if they've seen things change?
Nyhard tells the students that what he doesn't want is for them to go home and say, here, Mom, you have homework.
I want you to talk to people. That's the whole point, is to get you to actually talk and learn from people in the community.
When students come back to class with stories from parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and other adults, it becomes a sort of crowdsourced teaching tool. Nyhard puts the answers in a database, and they go over it in class. His curriculum is largely shaped by a growing national model for science education, which the North Slope Borough School District has adopted. Those standards say students should be able to ask questions to clarify evidence of the factors that have led to the current warming, with emphasis on the major role that human activities play. But Nyhard also takes his cues from the responses that he gets to the annual survey.
Basically, I want to try to teach in accordance with what this community is feeling and thinking.
The majority of the responses to the survey reflect a belief that human activity is either partly or fully responsible. So that's the way he teaches it.
I do lean towards the human influence of things.
He keeps track of the adaptations that are being discussed in Utqiagvik and shares them with his students, like the idea of building a rock wall along the beach to slow erosion. Nyhard also has students do a final project, where they research a particular approach to a climate change problem. He wants them to walk away from this class, not just with a better sense of how their world is changing, but also how people are trying to respond to that change, both globally and here at home. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.
And in Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.